Oscar Raider Dome. Hi, my name is Chris Price, and I'm here with Seth Henning, and we're going to broadcast the game. Seth, how you doing tonight?
Doing all right.
All right.
Pretty good. It's rainy, but you're lucky we could win, I guess.
Yep. So Seth's going to be in the broadcast booth tonight here. We got Pipa, man in the show with us here. And we're looking forward to a good game. We just had the senior parents up front, and the parents. Well, I went through this a couple of nights ago when the girls had senior night, and kind of emotional time for everybody, closing the chapter. I think this is the last game, home game for the Raider boys. Tomorrow we've got two games actually, possibly two games. We've got Sandpoint at 10:30 a.m. and then Kuskokwim Learning Academy at 7:30 p.m. if they get in on the plane tomorrow. So we're anticipating that. So we're getting ready for tip-off here. The other night, I don't know what the final score was, but the Onalaska Raiders handily beat the Sandpoint Eagles. So we'll see how Sandpoint does tonight after a night of rest. So we're going to listen to the announcements here by Mr. Wilson. They're going to introduce the teams here. We're also going to have the national anthem here in a minute. So introducing the Sandpoint Eagles, Wolf Jackson, Ryder Gunderson.
Number 20, Abraham Bravo.
Abraham Bravo. I'm getting these names down here.
Andrew Sargent for tonight. Number 12, Michael Herndon.
Michael Herndon starting tonight.
Colton Mack. Number 55, Evan Wilson.
Evan Wilson, the big guy inside, played real good the other night.
Alex Gilbert. Number 25, Lynn Ray.
And captain
by Mr. Brad Herndon. Now,
Glenn Krause, number 25.
Introduce
the Raiders now.
A junior, number 21, Ross
Enloe. Looks like they're going to start the seniors tonight.
Number 43, Brian
Earnshaw. So some of the juniors that normally start are actually just coming out.
Number 45, Ben Enloe. Our sophomore, number 51, Justin
Krukoff. So Seth, you playing ball now?
Still junior high, but I hope next year I can pull it off.
You got a game tomorrow?
It's at 3, and hope we could try to win.
Okay, there's Carter. Carter, my son, he's getting some playing time tonight. And Kenesha's over there at Sandpoint tonight. I'm not sure how the girls end up doing tonight, but Kenesha's over in Sandpoint tonight with the Lady Raiders. Starting senior, Kevin Chomer, Josh Fernandez, J.R. Carpintero. So we've got a number of seniors on the team. Looks like seven. J.M. Carpintero, J.R.'s brother.
Michael
Ramolino, senior guard. Finally, Vincent Nanos plays down the post. Coach Herndon shakes Coach Russell's hand, and we're going to stand for the national anthem. I give it up for the Unalaska Pep Band. And we're going to get ready for the tip-off here. Unalaska Raiders versus Sandpoint Eagles tonight. Broadcasting here live from the Raider Dome. We're going to have all senior starting lineup tonight. Got Kevin Schomer, Michael Remolino, J.M. Carpintero, Vincent Nanos, and J.R. Carpintero. I'm here with Seth Henning, and I'm Chris Price, and we're going to bring you guys this game. Excited to be here. We're going to be here also at 10:30 in the morning tomorrow. So come on down and watch some good basketball. Still plenty of room here tonight if you want to come and get a seat. Come on down. Raiders tip it back. Nanos to Carpintero. Carpintero brings the ball up. Sandpoint sets up their zone defense. Nanos goes inside and underneath for two. Raiders score on their first possession. Max bringing the ball up for Sandpoint Eagles. Looks right, goes left. Looks inside. Gets it over to Wilson. Wilson gets tied up, but powers his way in. Up and no good. Nice looking shot, but he couldn't get to fall. He used his whole body there. He's definitely got some size out there on the Raiders. Carpintero throws it to his brother, J.M. Vincent gets it back outside. Raiders run cutters through underneath. Nanos, no shot, no good. Brought down by Wilson, and Max brings it up, and he looks inside, and he gets it inside to number 23, misses a shot, had a good look, and we've got a travel. Wilson, Alex Gilbert jumped on the ball, but he rolled over and got called for the travel. So the Raiders get the possession back, leading 2-0. And Carpintero to Carpintero. Out to Remolino. Remolino inside Schomer. Underneath to Carpintero. He takes a shot, and it's good. J.R. Carpintero. We got J.R. and J.M. Carpintero tonight. Eagles look to set up their own offense. Mack looking inside. Gets it into Wilson, and he loses his handle. Gets stripped, and Raiders take possession. Shot by Remolino, three, that's a big three.
Nice
looking shot, had a good look at it, and he took advantage, so Raiders lead 7-0. Matt goes inside, jump stop, pump fake, shoots, and he gets it up. Nice looking shot, Raiders get called for the foul. So Mack will be going to the line. Colton Mack shooting two for the Sandpoint Eagles. 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. His shot is good. Good looking free throw there. Nice rotation. And he gets set up for a second shot. And it's up and it's off. And Wilson had a hand on the rebound, but he couldn't bring it in. And the other way, Nanos has a shot that doesn't go. And the Eagles get it back. So Mack, hesitation up top and inside. Wilson drives hard, and he is not going to the line, but the Raiders foul him, blocking foul on the Raiders. Nice movement by Wilson. No, he is going to the line. There's two shots, so Wilson gets to shoot two. And what do you think there? What do you think, Seth?
I think he's pretty powerful and down low.
Yeah, he's a lot of body to handle there.
Yeah.
I like those high ankle braces too that he's got. First shot was good, and second shot is good. Wilson hits both and takes a peek over at the Raider bench like, all right, it's on. So, Unalaska 7, Sandpoint 3. Number 12 checks in. Henderson. Hendern. Herndon. Excuse me. Michael Herndon. And he causes a tip out of bounds, but it goes back to the Raiders. Inbound to the Raiders. And he's got about 5 minutes left. So Remolino has a three. And Eagles get the ball back, and they put it up. And number 23, Alex Gilbert, gets a breakaway layup. So score is Unalaska 7, Sandpoint 5. Raiders ball inside. Remolino takes a shot from three, no good. Wilson tipped the rebound out, had it, but couldn't hold on to it. And Raiders run their offense. JM shoots, and he's blocked by number 12, Herndon. Michael Herndon got all ball and goes over there and chest bumps his teammate. And so behind the back, Carpintero gets it inside to Schomer, and he gets it up no good. So Sandpoint looking to tie the game up or go ahead with a three. And Krause gets it over to Gilbert inside. Wilson takes a shot, good-looking shot, but he couldn't get it to go. And Raiders get the rebound. Remolino looking inside. Colton Mack pressuring him. He goes up and inside and throws the runner. He's known for that shot. Get inside the lane and throw the runner. And good. Wilson takes a shot from the free throw line, misses it. Mack hustles out of bounds and just about saved it, but Raiders get the ball back. So, Unalaska 9, Sandpoint Eagles 5, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Remolino goes left, throws it high over to Carpintero, gets it back to JM, his brother, throws it over to Remolino. He cuts through two defenders, goes inside, kicks it back out. JR for three.
Ooh, that was a good shot.
And he gets the wide open three-pointer, JR Carpintero. So Max is okay. I'm bringing it up. See what we can do on the Eagles side. And looking for Wilson inside, who's posting up. Herndon takes it instead. And over to Krause up on top. He's another big body there. But Matt goes up and throws it up, and he gets a favorable call, and he gets to go to the free throw line, shooting two. He went left, felt pressure, and just threw it up, and he's going to the line. That's how you do it, right? That's how they do it. That's what they teach you to do. Get the shot off so you can go to the line. So we got some subs coming in. We've got Ken Balverino and Joshua Fernandez into the game. Two more seniors. And shot is up by Mack, and he makes one of two. Score 12 on Alaska, 6 Sandpoint Eagles. Fernandez goes over the other side of the court to JR, and his the pass to JR got picked off, and now Colton Mack brings the ball up and trying to get into Wilson, and he's going up against Fernandez, and there's a big bump. And White gets the ball, so the Sandpoint Eagles get the ball back, setting up their offense. And Krause over to Gilbert. He takes a shot, no good. Schomer with a rebound. Good rebound by Schomer. And JR gets it over back to Schomer. And Josh Fernandez looked at the three and went inside, kicked it back out. Carpintero goes left and right. Fernandez takes the three. No good off the back rim. And big rebound by number 25, Glenn Krause. And he's fouled. So the Raiders foul the big guy. Sampling gets the ball, bringing it up court. Max looking inside towards Wilson, see if he can get, they're going to work it in here. Nope, 23. Alex Gilbert hits the three. So we've got us a game here in the first quarter. Carpintero goes over to Fernandez inside the Nanos. Schomer over to Carpintero inside, and Vincent Nanos had the layup and missed it. Other way, Mack pushing up, and he gets it out to number 25. That's Krause, and he had a nice-looking three, but it just rimmed out. Nice-looking shot, but it didn't go, so Raiders get the ball back. And we've got a minute left in the first quarter here at the Raider Dome. Raiders working it around, and J.R. says, I'll take another three from deep. Another deep three. So he's, and Coach Herndon's kind of shaking his head like, wow, how's he hitting that? And that's, well, we know that's J.R.'s spot. So they're going to have to move him off that spot if they don't want him to hit that shot. That's his spot, so. And Max says, I'll take three, and he's off the front of the rim. Put back up and no good by number 23. Gilbert had a nice try at it. Couldn't get to go, but Eagles get the ball back after a scramble. Then Raiders get the ball back. Nanos goes inside, and he gets it to go over two big guys underneath. Over Krause and Wilson down there. Mac looking to set it up. Eagles get a shot off. No good. Gilbert had the shot, and he missed it. Another way, Nanos gets the layup going the other side with time on the clock running down. So, but Coach Herndon gave him a big hand. They played a pretty good quarter of basketball against a really good Raider team. So, on Alaska 19, 10-point Eagles 9 in the first quarter. And we're going to get the Onalaska Pep Band started up, and everybody's doing good here tonight at the Raider Dome.
Yeah. Eagles are pulling off good shots, but for some reason they're not getting them in, but I hope they could try to pull some good shots off and make this a close game.
Yeah, and it's so far the seniors have been doing real well. And they're going to keep playing. Coach Russell's got everybody still in the game, all the seniors. So, nice clean game. And so far, Sandpoint's been a real pleasure to have here. They've really been some well-behaved kids, and everybody back home in Sandpoint could be proud of their effort here tonight. They're just really good sportsmen and real competitive spirit with these guys, so real friendly too. So we are really glad that everyone's here and getting ready to start the second quarter here. And Sam Point's going to have the ball. And here we go. Ball comes in. Max looking over the right side and goes back left to Gilbert. Goes back inside and then back out. Gilbert ends up with the ball up top. And then Max, he goes left and right and goes drives all the way. Good drive by Max. No good. Rebound was had by Gilbert, but he lost the handle and the Raiders retained possession. So Sandpoint had a good look at the basket there. Three shots, couldn't get it to go. So Raiders go the other way. Fernandez goes inside to Schomer. And ball's moving quickly around for the Raiders. That crisp passing is what Coach Russell wants, but Sandpoint just about had a steal, but Raiders keep the ball. And Nice deflection by number 22. That's Colton Mack. He knocked the ball out of bounds. Raider ball inbounding here. And Carpintero takes it out. JR, number 11, throws it to his brother, JM. And gets over to Balbarino, goes inside, and ball's knocked out of bounds by Sandpoint Eagles. Raiders setting up their inbound play. It's a four-corner, four-square. And out on the three-point line, Carpintero steps on the line, so Sandpoint Eagles get the ball. See if they can cut into this Raider lead here. 10-point lead right now, 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter. And Mack calls out his play, screen down, pop out, and number 23 has a nice-looking shot. Gilbert rims off, and I think that was Bravo, who's into the game, had a nice return. Yeah, Bravo had a nice rebound in there, but it couldn't get it to go. Sandpoint retains the possession, setting up their inbound play. And Mack throws it up top. And over to number 25, Mr. Krause. Glenn Krause hits a three. So Sandpoint cuts it the lead by three. The 7-point lead now for the Raiders. And Fernandez gets it over to Carpintero. Carpintero goes inside, loses a handle, and Max going the other way. And up, and it doesn't go down, but that's number 23, Alex Gilbert, going to line shooting two. So Sandpoint's making a little bit of a run here in the second quarter. Raiders had some turnovers there in the last couple of possessions. Sandpoint's defense is contributing to that. So in checks, Nanos, and who else came in?
Yeah.
And at the line, the first shot was good by Gilbert, and the second shot is good. So good free throw shooting for Sandpoint. And Remolino looking down underneath, get it down to Vincent inside, and Vincent Nano scores. Takes it right down the gut for two. And Raiders 21, Sandpoint Eagles 14. And Colton Mack goes left looking for a cutter. And up on top comes number 12, Herndon. Goes around, cuts through. And Krause has the ball. He looked at the three, decided not to go with it. And Mack backs it out and resets the offense. And out pops Herndon. And the ball goes to Gilbert, who looks like he falls off the Raiders. And Sandpoint gets the possession. Ball goes up to Krause. Krause over to Gilbert. Gilbert shoots. No good. And Fernandez comes down with a big rebound. Smallest guy out there, Josh Fernandez, inside with all the big guys there, and gets the rebound. And another way, we got Carpintero for three. And Coach Herndon's kind of shaking his head, and they're going to have to extend out their press and put a hand in the face of Carpintero if they're not. Because if you give him that free three, he's going to take it. Mack gets trapped the other way, but gets out of it. And with help from Gilbert, who gets it over there to Krause, tries the three, no good. Bravo had it. And Sandpoint gets the ball back. And we got a timeout on the court by Sandpoint. The Sandpoint Eagles call timeout. We got a full timeout. Well, Seth, what's your thoughts on the game?
Raiders are doing pretty good. They're handling the ball, pulling off good shots, as well as the Eagles. They have good defense, but struggling on their shots. They're open, but can't find the good form.
Yeah, they're not going down. They're getting a lot of good shots, the Eagles are, but they haven't been able to get that nice, soft bounce. They look like they're closing in on dialing it in. You know how you get a rim that you're just trying to figure out a little bit?
Yeah.
So, but they're fired up and ready to go here in the second quarter. Alaska Raiders 24, Sandpoint Eagles 14, with 4 minutes, 48 seconds left in the second quarter. Sandpoint has the ball, and they go inside to Wilson, and he dropped the ball. He's kind of smiling, and he knew he had a... we got a player with a bloody nose here. That's Mr. Bravo. He got hit on the inbound, so he's got to come out of the game. Abraham Bravo, we got medical attention, and he's going to be fine. It looks like he's got a little nick, bloody nose, or cut on his lip. So we got a timeout on the court. We got some blood on the court, so we're going to get this all cleaned up here. But basically, they had a nice inbound play to Wilson. Wilson went up with the ball, and then he somehow just fell over, and the ball went out of bounds. I don't know how Bravo got hit in the face, but I didn't see anything. Everything was inadvertent, whatever happened on that play. So we've got some spray bottles out there on the floor, wiping up blood, so doing a real good job here. Getting things cleaned up. This happens, part of the game. Everyone want to be safe, get that blood cleaned up. And so we're going to get back here to live action now. Alaska has the ball. And into the game checks number 11, Ryder Gunderson. So he's playing down in the post. And Carpintero brings it up. Romolino out on the three-point line. Gets it over to Fernandez. Back to Romolino. Tipped away by Sandpoint, and then Raiders get it back. No look pass by Romolino to Fernandez, but the shot does not go. And Matt goes the other way. Gets caught in traffic, but gets the ball out to Gunderson, and turnover. Raiders get the ball. Carpintero over to Remolino. Inside to J.M. Carpintero, and he dribbled on the line, looks like. So Eagles get the ball back with 4 minutes to go. And the Unalaska Raiders are seemingly in control of this game, but we got a shot up by Mack, and it looked good. Didn't go down. Three-pointer had a nice arc on it and good rotation, but couldn't find its way down. Raiders go the other way. Fernandez goes inside, kicks it back out, and then back to Carpintero at the three-point line, and it's good. J.R. Carpintero for three. You know, it's something the Raiders have been working on this week is their outside shooting. The guys were telling me that during the Dillingham game, they were getting inside quite a bit, but they weren't taking enough shots from outside. So going the other way, Raiders get the ball off a standpoint turnover, and Nanos gets the layup. Scores 29-14 on Alaska. Mack goes right, goes back left, inside, gets it over and up, shot off by Krause, rebound, gets knocked out of bounds, and Eagles get the ball back underneath. Gunderson comes out, and Herndon comes back in, inside to Wilson, and he dribbles in traffic, and he gets it up, and it's good. He uses everything he's got on that play, and he got it up and in there. So Wilson gets the bucket underneath. Sandpoint trying to get something going here before half. Inside to Nanos. No good. Herndon with the rebound. Matt going the other way. And he'll take the three. No good off the back of the rim. And Raiders push it the other way. And J.M. Carpintero gets it up and in. So Raiders score in transition. We got a timeout called by Coach Herndon. And Sandpoint calling a full timeout here with 2 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the second quarter. And I know our Lady Raiders are playing tonight in Sandpoint, and it looks like it's a close game. Third quarter looks like Onalaska's up by fourth quarter looks like Onalaska's up by four. So we're getting little text messages back and forth, so that's how we do it here in Alaska. We want to know what's going on, even in Sandpoint with our girls, you know. We love them. We miss them. We know you guys love your guys and want to bring you a good game. They're playing a good, clean game here. The Eagles are. And so Mac brings the ball in, and he's looking to and right now the Eagles have a definite size advantage on the Raiders. Number 23 gets his shot up for – it's a three. It goes. Mr. Gilbert, Alex Gilbert with a three-pointer with 2 minutes left in the game. Raiders see if they can answer here. And Carpintero gets it into Balvarino, who gets blocked by number 25. Mr. Krause gets the big block. And so going the other way, Sandpoint Eagles get to see if they can cut into the lead by the Raiders. And number 23 takes it again. And, it looked good. Had the back of the rim there, no good. But the Eagles get the ball back with a nice chase down by Mack, who goes up and under, no good with his shot. So Sandpoint's making some great efforts here, just not getting their shots to go down. Remolino goes the other way. Fernandez up and under, and he gets called for the travel. He gets stuck in between the big, tall trees down there, Wilson and Gilbert and Herndon. And, well, all them bigs are big down there, aren't they? So... Eagles go the other way, and we got a looks like a foul on the Raiders. No, we got an offensive foul called on Mac. Looks like he pushed off on the drive. So Raiders get the ball back, and with a minute left, score is on Alaska 31, Sandpoint 19. And Onalaska brings it up, and Nanos at the top of the key. We got a tip back by Gilbert. Nice defense by him, but the Raiders get it back. Remolino goes inside and gets trapped by Wilson, and he gets it back out to Carpintero. Inside again, and Sandpoint gets the ball, and out on transition is number 23, Gilbert. Alex Gilbert, nice play there by Herndon to tip it out, and Eagles cut the lead to 10 with 21 seconds left. Raiders playing for last shot. Remolino, Balvarino, Fernandez, Remolino, 10 seconds, looks at the clock. Balvarino pivots, and he turns it over. Sandpoint goes inside, and they put it up, and it's good. With 2 seconds left, Sandpoint scores. Nice possession for the Eagles right before half. So Sandpoint Eagles cut the lead.
Yeah, the Eagles are looking pretty good. So is the Raiders. If the Eagles could try to get good layups, they could make this a close game.
Yeah, that was a good defensive standby standpoint there right at the end. Hey, we're going to take about a 10-minute break for halftime. We'll be back at the Raider Dome here shortly. It out to Schomer. Eagles defense extended inside. We've got a foul called on number 25, Alex. No, that's Glenn Krause. And Nanos going to the line for shooting two. And we're just talking about tomorrow morning's game, 10:30 a.m. on Alaska versus Sandpoint Eagles. And tomorrow night we got a game against Kusklum Learning Academy. If if and when they make it in. So hoping we have good weather tomorrow. Get them in here and have two games tomorrow for the Raiders. Nano's first shot no good. Second shot is good. And the Raiders get the first point in the second half. Eagles bring the ball up. And Wilson screens, pick and roll inside. He gets his pocket picked by Romolino, who hops backwards, and Raiders control, set up their offense. Down inside to Schomer. He pumps and he goes in, and the big collapsed on him. Romolino takes a shot, no good. Nanos tracks it down inside to Romolino, and Schomer takes a shot, and it's good. From the baseline, Evan Schomer, nice little baseline jumper. Puts the Raiders up 34-25. And the other way, we got a three-pointer for Mr. Glenn Krause for the Eagles, who cut the lead to 6 points here. 6 minutes left in the half, or in the quarter. And Carpintero takes a long three himself, and he gets it to go. J.R. Carpintero's on fire tonight. How many threes can you make in one night? Oh, and the other way. Krause says, I'll take a heat check, but he missed his three. Raiders control the rebound underneath inside, and Carpintero brings it back outside. JM looks for Nanos, who gets heavily guarded by Wilson and kicked out, and Wilson's like, hey, what can I do about that? Somehow, Nanos got the ball to Nanos. And Eagles had a couple good looks at the basket. No good. Raiders go the other way. And now they're setting up their offense. Carpintero goes inside, kicks it out to his brother, JR. Inside to Nanos. Schomer up and under. And we get a foul called here. He's got it look like a clean block, but he must have got him with a body. That's number 12, Michael Herndon. Definitely got the size advantage here for the Sandpoint Eagles. Schomer's first shot is good. The Raiders cut the lead, or increase their lead, 40-28. Schomer's second shot is up, and it's good. So, Raiders tonight are sticking with their seniors. They're getting to play the whole game tonight, which is pretty neat for the coach to do. Eagles take it the other way. Herndon give and go to number 23, and Gilbert, Alex Gilbert, gets the shot to go. So, Sandpoint with a respectable 30 points here early in the third quarter. Raiders 41. Romolino drives inside, kicks it out to Carpintero at his spot. They're starting to get out there on him now. But the other side, we got a three. Michael Romolino, he takes the three and he makes it. So Raiders are starting to heat up on their three-point shooting. Again, the second half. Sandpoint kicks it over, back over to Gilbert, and his shot is no good. Ball goes out of bounds, looks like off the Raiders, and Sandpoint gets the ball inside. So Mack sets it up and goes into Herndon, and Herndon puts it up no good. Oh, he had a good look. Nice inbound play. And Wilson tries to get scrappy with Nanos, but Carpintero comes out with it, and JM takes the dribble, and ball gets slapped out by Eagles, Raider ball. On the sideline, Schomer looking for help, and Romolino takes it all the way. Back to Schomer, ball hits the out-of-bounds line, and Sandpoint takes over. Mack brings it up and takes the three. Nope, looked like he was going to take a pump fake. Up and no good is shot by Gilbert. Rebound Sandpoint. Back over to Herndon. And Herndon makes him pay on the baseline with a two-pointer. And Sandpoint's going to try to get a stop here on defense. Playing the 2-3 zone. Tipped out. Mack had it. And, oh, we got a turnover. Max pressure causes the Raiders to turn the ball over. So Sandpoint gets the ball back. The Raiders with the 12-point lead here in the third quarter. Turned and hands it to Mac. Mac gets a screen by Wilson. And back out to Gilbert. Inside to Wilson, and he couldn't get a shot to go. Great position, but he couldn't get the hook to go. Gilbert says, I'll take three, and he gets the three-pointer. What do you think, Seth?
That was a good shot. He's open.
He's got a lot of threes going tonight. Nobody's afraid to shoot the three, which is good. Exciting. And a big kind of volleyball play where everybody's tipping it everywhere, and Raiders come up with it. Carpintero sets up the Raider offense. Remolino looking inside, goes back out. JM takes the shot, no good. Nanos back out to Remolino for three, and he gets the bounce. Bounced around the rim and went in for Remolino. Another three-pointer at the Raider Dome. So the lights are going out here. Three-pointers are being hit left and right. Matt goes left, looking for a shot, and up goes another three for the Sandpoint Eagles. And it's inside to Wilson, though. Good rebound by Gilbert, and gets it into Wilson. So Sandpoint answers with their own bucket. Raiders setting up again. Looking like they're going to go inside and back out. Carpintero was trying to get set up for the three, and that was Mr. Glenn Krause knocked it out of bounds. Raider ball underneath. Nanos calls number two, and ball goes up top to Carpintero. Romolino takes a three, and he gets it to go. Heat check. And Coach Herndon's just shaking his head like, wow, how are these shots falling? But these guys practice those shots all the time. So Raiders are ready to go, and Nanos gets the steal, and his shot's no good on the fast break, and Eagles go the other way, and ball ends up back in Mac's hand up top, so he's going to set it up, look for some cutters, and he goes left and back right, and he's trapped, but he gets the ball back. Herndon helps him, and Mac says, let me get over to Wilson, who takes the shot, and it's good. From the elbow, the right elbow there, Mr. Wilson just scans it. I don't think he came off his feet on that shot.
Yeah, it didn't look like it.
I don't think he had. He didn't even jump. So, old-fashioned set shot. Carpintero the other side. No good on the three. Scrappy rebound comes out, and Matt gets it. And he goes left and gets... looks like who filed him on that? Is that Jam?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 1-5 Carpintero, Jam Carpintero with a foul. So Colton Max going to line shooting two here. And got a score on Alaska 50. Sandpoint makes the free throw 40. So we got a 10-point game here in the third quarter. You know, basketball in Alaska, it's never over till it's over. There goes your brother, Trey. He's all painted up with his muscle shirt on. He's got his Raider paint on, blue eye stripes or whatever he's doing there. I think that's football, isn't it? Okay, here we go. But everybody's in a good mood here at the Raider Dome, being cheerful, helping out the home team, cheering. And Remolino takes a big three and goes down. Raiders get the ball back. Fernandez checks in, and he kicks it over to Carpintero. Carpintero looks inside to Nanos, and Josh Fernandez takes a three, no good. Schomer with a big rebound, and Raiders are holding for last shot, 11 seconds left. And Raiders throw the ball out of bounds with 7 seconds to go. Sandpoint could cut the lead into this lead right before the end of the quarter. And Mac gets the ball, 6 seconds, looking inside to Wilson. And shot goes up, and no good by number 23, Alex Gilbert. Had a look, couldn't get it to go. So Unalaska Raiders 50, Sandpoint 41. Had quite a few three-pointers going on.
Yeah,
here.
That was crazy left and right, three-pointers.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Both these teams aren't afraid to shoot the three. And, you know, Sandpoint looks like they're starting to get the hang of this gym. And our rim, sometimes they got a little soft bounce or a hard bounce, but I imagine we're going to see more three-pointers in the first fourth quarter by both teams. Raiders can't really sit on a lead with only 9-point lead, so they're going to have to they can't really run the clock out and just try to, you know, it's not enough of a lead to try to run clock. So I'm sure Coach Russ is going to keep them out there and aggressive. And so here we are back at the Raider Dome, start of the fourth quarter, Unalaska Raiders 50, Sandpoint Eagles 41. And Matt gets the ball, and he goes left, he goes inside, and Wilson takes a shot and can't get it to go. Raiders recover, but we've got a timeout on the floor. Coach Wilson says, take a look at the clock. I think the clock was not starting properly. He's going to have the clock run down a little bit here. Had a little malfunction out of that start of the fourth quarter. But we got her fixed, and 7 minutes, 45 seconds left, and Carpintero brings the ball up for the Raiders. And gets over Fernandez. Schomer inside, takes a shot, and it's good. Kevin Schomer with the bucket. And Sandpoint faced with 11-point deficit. Screen by Wilson inside, pick and roll, nice play, no good. Wilson gets his own rebound and gets stripped, goes down hard, gets back up. Carpintero goes the other way, steal by the Eagles, and then steal back by Romolino, and he couldn't get it to go. We've got a foul called here on the Eagles. Who's that on, do you know?
No.
I think it's Kraus. I think it was Glenn Kraus. So Romolino takes his first shot, and he makes it. And that's for a second shot. And it's in and out. But Schomer ends up with a rebound and puts it back up. So Sandpoint didn't do a good job boxing out that time, and Raiders made him pay. Matt goes right, goes back left, fakes the three, no good. Gilbert takes a long three, and it's good. Gilbert, man, he's heating up. So he's found his rhythm. And Schomer gets the ball inside, and he's met with some big bodies. No good. Ball gets kicked out. Shot no good. And Schomer tracks it down again. Raiders scrapping the offensive board. Schomer no good. And Eagles get the ball back. Matt comes down with it. And he goes left, goes right, goes up underneath, and puts it up, and it's no good, in and out. Nice drive by Mack, but he couldn't get the fall. So Raiders go the other way. Fernandez goes inside, jumps up and under, no good. He tried to hook it under Wilson's arm, who was a much taller player. We got an almost timeout called, but Coach Wilson says no timeouts. We got subs coming in. And who came in?
Josh came out, and it's like Barbarino came in.
And Jam.
Jam.
And Eagles get the ball back. Wilson gets it over to, that looks like Gunderson, who checked back in. Max got it. Screen. Hard screen by Wilson. And he gets called with a foul. And he's smiling, but that was a hard foul. Remolino went down, and he Wilson gets called with a foul. So Raiders go the other way with an 11-point lead here, 5 minutes, 40 seconds left in the game. Carpintero, no good. Wilson controls the rebound and going the other way. Mack puts it over to Herndon, and it goes out of bounds. Nice fast break for the Eagles, but they couldn't convert. Mack slaps the floor, and he's in a saying, "Hey, let's go, let's play, guys." Raiders throw the ball out of bounds. So Sandpoint gets the ball back, and Mac's going to bring it up here again. He's done a good job tonight as a point guard, staying aggressive, taking good shots. He'll take three, and it's no good off the side rim. So Raiders control the rebound. Coach Russell says he wants the looked like the one-and-one play, whatever that was. And we've got some motion going on by the Raiders. Out on the wings, up top. Cutters coming through. And
good passes.
Good passing. They're just being nice and patient right here. Remolino puts it up, and it's good. He goes baseline. Extended the defense and went around. Wilson getting ready to set a high screen for Mack. Rolls, no good. Another screen by Wilson. Boy, he's a big guy and sets a hard screen. And we've got Mack. Looked like he was pushed out of bounds, but Raiders seem to get the ball back. And Sandpoint coach talking to Ref Wilson about that last play. And all is good. Wilson's coming to number 55 for Sandpoint. Evan Wilson is going to have a seat. And Raiders bring up the ball. In checks Gunderson. So Raiders running their offense now. Less than 4 minutes to go in the game. JM gets it over to his brother, JR, inside to Schomer, back out. Raiders, good ball handling, good passing. JM gets it over to Josh. JR brings it back out, being very patient. No turnovers. And a lot of good, crisp passing inside to Schomer. Had the nice layup, but he missed it. And inside over to Nanos. Schomer got the offensive rebound, and that really hurt the Eagles on that play. So it looks like Nanos is going for the line for an and one.
Yeah, that was a strong shot.
Mm-hmm.
Took it up.
We've got a chance to make it a three-point play. And his shot is good. Vincent Nanos converts a three-point play for the Unalaska Raiders. Now have 60 on the board. Sandpoint 44. Shot goes up by number 23, Mr. Alex Gilbert, with a beautiful three-point shot. And Sandpoint answers back. They don't want to go away here. Lead down to 13 right now. And Raiders trying to hold the ball, you know, and still play aggressive. So good passes, and Carpintero takes a three, and it's off the back of the rim. Carpintero gets his own rebound. He goes inside, kicks it back out. Fernandez. Big pressure by Gunderson, and he gets called with a foul. Gives Carpintero a handshake. No harm, no foul. Everybody's playing fair, playing tough, and good sportsmanship out here by both teams. And Carpintero throws it in to JR. And Josh Fernandez gets it over back to JR. Looking for that cutter inside. Schomer takes a shot, and it's good. Schomer got that one to go down. So on Alaska 62, Gunderson shoots. He gets the ball, and nobody was guarding him, and he just put it up and in. So Ryder Gunderson answers for the Sandpoint Eagles. We got a timeout on the court. Coach Russell didn't like the fact that nobody was guarding him, and he wants to talk to his guys a little bit. Make sure the Raiders play clean down here, down the stretch. We got 2 minutes to go, 2 minutes, 23 seconds. What do you think there, Seth?
Time's coming down shortly, and playing hard, both teams taking good shots, very good shots, playing good defense, and it's going to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, it's been a great game. It's been well fought on both sides. Both, you know, real clean. Everybody's playing it.
Good sportsmanship.
Yeah, Raiders only have 2 fouls this half. Sandpoint has 6. So we have the potential for a 1-1 if Sandpoint does foul. So they're probably not going to want to foul. Gunderson is lining up to the coach. The refs are having a little bit of... is up, and it's off the back of the rim. Schomer gets the rebound, and Raiders try to hold the ball here to see if they can run this clock down a little bit here. And Carpintero out on his three-point spot, but doesn't take a shot. Sandpoint's looking to get a steal. Raiders working it inside, and ball goes back outside. Carpintero, JR, not see anything open underneath, so he's content to keep running clock here. Good passing on the outside for the Raiders. Schomer inside to Nanos, and he gets it to go. And Michael Herndon was underneath with on that play. Another way, Gunderson gets it, and he says, I'll shoot it, and it's good. Ryder Gunderson puts up another nice little shot there on the baseline. And Coach Russell calls timeout because he's trying to get a couple other guys in the game. So we got 39 seconds left on Alaska, firmly in control. And there goes some of our Raider fans getting excited. And I'm not sure why, but yeah, we're back. We're back in action here with 39 seconds left. And Josh Fernandez gets it over to Michael Romolino. And back out to Carpintero, JM. And ball goes over back to Fernandez. And Gunderson hustles it up, and he ends up, he gets his coach a good hustle, and but Raiders get the ball back with 21 seconds left, and Raiders get the ball in, and Carpintero, J.M. Carpintero gets a nice little give and go help, and 11 seconds left, Eagles throw it up on a wild pass, and Gunderson takes it, and he's no good with his shot. And Raiders throw it up, and the clock runs out on Onalaska Seniors. Their last game, last game, but senior night. And so they got a full game there. All the seniors got to play. So good for them. Exciting game. We're going to be back tomorrow morning at 10:30 with a broadcast. And we're just really proud of both our boys and girls tonight. Both came home with a great victory. Girls in Sampo and boys here in Onalaska. But just a very well-played game by both teams and good sportsmanship out there. And we'd love to see it. Sandpoint Eagles are definitely on the rise as a team. You can see they're young and they're getting better. So they're going to be definitely a team in the region that we're going to have to be contending with for some time now. You can see they're building their program up. So it's good to see. And Seth, any last words here before we go home for the night?
pretty much hit the spot. Just good games from good hustle from both teams. Proud of the Raiders. And good job to Eagles. That's it.
All right. Way to call it there, Seth. Way to go. And we're going to cut out here, and we'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Good night from the Raider Dome.